Well, I'm back in Vivery Park again. It's Tuesday. We have 3 days left in our mammoth build of the Taunton Flower Show. And I've caught up with Ian Colby. Ian, just give the punters a little bit of a bullet point list. What is it you're actually involved with here on the committee that helps put the show together?
I'm involved with two things, really. The first thing is organising all the entries for the show, gathering the entry forms in, putting it to the computer, make sure the cards are there, all the cups and everything. And the second thing is I organise all the vegetables and the flowers and the fruit and get the exhibitors in and put the schedule together and all stuff like that.
And let's not forget also just the slightly tiny task of actually designing and getting the whole programme printed every year and the website as well, which obviously we're working together. Ian, why have you got involved with something like Taunton Flower Show? All of the people involved are volunteers, bar one. You know, we're giving up precious time. Why do that?
I just think it's a great historical event in the town. It's been going since 1831. It's the sort of thing you want to continue, and if we don't get involved, the thing will wither and die. I didn't really know much about the Taunton Flower Show years ago, and then one day the children said, "Oh, can we put some entries into the flower show?" And I thought, okay, what's the harm? When they were very small. We did that for a couple of years, and then the ladies who are running the children's section said to my wife, "We've seen you for a couple of years. Would you like to run this section for us?" My wife said yes, and we've not looked back since, really. And here we are 10 years later, still involved with the show, being central to what happens in the competitive marquee.
Just describe, if you can, what is the atmosphere like here on the 2 days that the show runs this year, Friday 3rd, Saturday 4th of August? What is the atmosphere like, you know, generally around the showground, in the competition tent each year?
I describe it as almost like a beehive. It's absolutely buzz going around everywhere. There's people coming in the gate. There's people looking at all the exhibits. There's people sat around the arena watching all the events going on. There's a general people thronging around the showground, looking at all the trader stands and looking at all the other stuff going on. And they're all normally happy and smiling and enjoying themselves and the sun shining. It's just a great, happy atmosphere. Everyone can be involved.
Ian, been really good talking to you in this short interview, and we're looking forward to a good show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.